You have now filed a lawsuit challenging the summary statement for the ballot measure. Didn't you do this last year with another sales tax for transportation proposal?
Well, last year there was a proposal to put a 1 cent sales and a 1 cent use tax increase on the ballot by petition, and we found that the language filed with the Secretary of State's office was not fair and accurate, and therefore prejudiced people that might sign that petition or eventually vote on it on the ballot. So, yes, we've already challenged this once before, and the legislature, I think, drafted this language that the Secretary of State's office has to certify. You know, there's an official process to use, and so when he posted it on his website, we read what was there, and we think that it's inadequate and unfair and prejudicial, so we have filed a suit about it.
In which way is it inaccurate, unfair, and prejudicial?
Well, for one thing, it only says that there's a sales tax. There's a sales tax and a use tax increase. So it's not one tax that's being raised, it's two. Another thing about it is that to say that the tax is going to increase by 0.75%, if you do not tell what the total sales and use tax are right now, which is 4.225%, implies that it's a tiny little increase. And when you compare it to the current tax, it's really raising it by almost 18%. Our suit tells how much it is overall. If I could find that paragraph, it's a 17.75% increase from the current level of taxes. So we think that the ballot language ought to state what the current sales and use tax levels are so that people can see how much it's being raised actually. So that's another thing about it. There's also the language about a priority for safety, but there's nothing that tells us what they mean by giving a priority to projects that are about safety. That could mean a lot of different things, so we think that that's kind of confusing to the public. It says that it's a gas tax, and there's nothing in Missouri statute about gas tax. Missouri has a motor fuel tax. We think that some people that use a lot of diesel fuel or blend fuels might not know whether this tax applies to them or not. Say someone that's using diesel to farm with might be confused as to whether this is a tax that's going to hit them or not. So it should be called a motor fuel tax, not a gas tax. So there's just a lot of things wrong with the language as it's proposed in our lawsuit, seeking to get this rewritten in a way that informs the voter more accurately.
Yeah, I just checked the Secretary of State's webpage, and is the language on the webpage the language from the bill, from the resolution?
That's how I understand it.
That's what
I've
it looked like.
I've got that bill in front of me here. Let me.
Well, that's what it looked like to me, too. But there's also a note at the bottom of it on his webpage that says something about a better definition or final definition to be done by the 30th of June or something. So
I think this process that we're in, we're trying to make sure that we have truly a fair and accurate language on the ballot in the end.
But is your lawsuit premature because he hasn't put his formal his version out there?
No, today was the deadline. Today was the deadline.
I thought the 30th was the deadline.
No, today is the deadline to intervene.
The deadline to intervene. Okay. So that's different. But you folks, MASW is just generally philosophically opposed to the gas tax increase as a whole rather than just this particular issue.
We certainly are, and we are we will encourage people to vote no, but we also think that it's important that the language reflect what this tax really does so that people know what they're voting on.
Well, as a former member of the legislature, you were around when things were written and proposed. How important is it that the language be extremely specific given the limits on the number of words that are allowed?
Well, I think an informed voter is the only hope for a healthy democracy. And if people are voting on something on the ballot that has just a few words there, and it doesn't give them a full picture of what they're voting on, that would be a travesty. And that's the reason that we're intervening, is we want those few words that appear on the ballot to convey very accurately what this tax is about.